I've always loved the thought of being hidden in the secret place of his pavilion. I can't imagine what a pavilion is. It's surely not something we find at the seaside, but the thought of being hidden there with him is so alluring. There's another psalm that talks about the same thing, Psalm 31, 19 and 20. Oh, how great is your goodness, which you have laid up for those who fear you, which you have prepared for those who trust in you, in the presence of the sons of men. You shall hide them in the secret place of your presence from the plots of man. You shall keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. How about that? Kept secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. There's a lot of that about. When all around people are speaking against you, pulling you down, you can be safe and secure, totally unaware of their machinations, kept by the power of God. But the condition here is that we fear him. If we get our fear in the right place, we won't fear anything else, certainly anything that man can do to us. Get some of this, where David asks the question, "Whom shall I fear?" Psalm 27, 1 to 3. "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may rise against me, in this I will be confident." Message for today? No fear and total confidence in him, the all-sufficient one. With God, one is always a majority.